Brian, coming up this week on the Morning Blend, Ilias Moe will be joining us. He is the Director of Catholic Education for the Archdiocese, going to give us an update on how school is going so far this year. And speaking of schools, because there are so many wonderful schools, this week's Parish of the Week, well, they've got a school. We are excited to announce that All Saints, right here in Portland, is our Parish of the Week. I love this school because they just couldn't come up with the best saint to name their school after. They just went, all of them.
All of them.
All of the saints, they all belong to us. That is fantastic. They've got a K through 8 school attached to their parish. And what is amazing, one of the statistics that the school puts out there is that 70% of their school families are linked and associated to their parish church, which is really remarkable because that was always kind of an ongoing, hurdle maybe that schools would have, is to try to get their school families connected to the church and be really involved. And so they've got something figured out there. So big congratulations to them. Father Paul Giamani is their pastor, and it just looks like he has been able to create such a beautiful parish family that just things that happen in the school interconnect with the things that are happening at the parish and vice versa. This is another amazing thing, just looking at their webpage. They've got two programs for men that they can involve themselves with, which is really great because women, I think it's very natural for us to want to create committees, come together and talk, moms group, raise kids together, and then, all volunteer at church. But they have a men's group that meets the second Tuesday of every single month. And then, there's just a dad's group where the dads connect with each other and talk about being, fathers and raising families and taking care of all of the things and the demands that are on them. I appreciate that. I mean, there in Idaho, you have your big men's conference every year that's super popular. It's important for men to be able to find other men to help support them in their faith.
Absolutely. There's that old saying that iron sharpens iron. And so it's good for men to get together and to be vulnerable around other men and say, hey, this is what I'm dealing with. What have you done in the past to maybe overcome this? So that's great to have men be able to come together. It's good to see these things at parishes. We were going through our bulletin on Sunday and it's like, oh, wow, this looks fun. Oh, this looks fun. Hey, let's check this out. Everything happens during the day when my wife and I are both at work. So we're not going to be able to really enjoy our parish life until we retire.
Oh, gosh. Well, there will be plenty of time for that for sure. Yeah. And, speaking of things that people want to get involved with, one of the great things, too, that they have coming up. In fact, it's just coming up in a couple of days on Friday. Let's see here. Yeah. September 26th, they are having an Oktoberfest celebration. So in case you missed going down to Mount Angel for that Oktoberfest, just check out everything they've got going on at the Oktoberfest at the school on September 29th. The church itself, founded in 1917.
Wow.
And even from the very beginning, they knew they wanted to have a school. But it wasn't until 1936 that they were able to start the school. Nearly 200 students were there and ready to sign up, 175. The Sisters of the Holy Names of Jesus and Mary was the convent, the congregation that helped begin that school. And it has just been a wonderful legacy. So throughout the week, remember to be following Mater Dei Radio on our social media platforms, because you're going to see some great pictures and maybe we'll get a chance to talk to their parish priest more about what makes this a great place to grow in faith. No doubt it is their adoration that people gather to that focuses their attention on Christ. And then, they're able to help each other as well. So, All Saints Catholic Church, congratulations. You are our Parish of the Week.
Now, and school.
And school. I know I should not forget that. Parish and school. Ah, great. I love
this.
You
and I have, we both send our kids to parochial schools. And I think something that if you have not sent your kids to a Catholic school to realize that the tuition that we pay as parents is not enough to offset the cost of the quality education that that student is getting. And so there's these great fundraisers throughout the year, and schools really have to think outside the box. You know, how are we going to raise money to keep the lights on, the teachers paid, on and on. So if you see those fun little activities, even if you're not sending your kids to that particular school, I would encourage you to take part and help raise money to keep these parochial schools going strong. So speaking of fundraisers, we have one coming up in a few weeks.
Do we?
Yeah. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's called Fall Share-a-thon.
You know, we spend a lot of our time in our staff meetings these days getting ready for that. It is getting closer. October 13th is the beginning of Share-a-thon, and it will be our new executive director slash deacon slash doctor, because he's working on a few more titles to put on his business card. It's going to be his first Share-a-thon, and we're excited to begin to know Rolando more. And we've got this just great vision for the future of Mater Dei Radio. And we have been here for more than 35 years in the Portland area. It's almost as if Christ ordained this time, knowing where the state of affairs would be for us in the Pacific Northwest and Southwest Washington and in Oregon, knowing that his gospel message was going to be more vital than ever in today's world. And Mater Dei Radio began right here. We're the first lay-owned Catholic radio station in the country. We invite all of our listeners to join us just twice a year to help us sustain this. And we have got some great ideas moving forward, new shows, new locally produced shows that we want to get on the air, but it is going to need your help. And so please, we're asking people to go online. No money, no mission. And boy, we would love to be able to run this radio station and not have to ask for funds. But like you in Boise there for Salt Night Radio, it is important because, yes, we need the funds, but we really want you to take ownership, our listeners, of what we have here and what we're offering.
Yeah, right now we're trying to get what we have, a challengers club. So people that can give at a certain level, we build up this matching fund, and those matching funds are then used during our pledge drive, which is the same week as yours out there in Portland. So I won't be able to join you. I'll be out in the springtime, of course. But you know, it's just really important to build that matching fund, because then we have these fun challenges each hour that we can throw out, and it encourages people to match that generosity of those people that give early. And we just want to start building that robust fund now. But really, circle that week. I've been involved with, I think, 4 Share-a-thons with Mater Dei Radio over the years, and it is such an incredible, inspirational time. I'm so spiritually fed by all the incredible guests that are on during Share-a-thon, and you will definitely hear something during that week that is going to inspire you and hopefully encourage you to pick up the phone and make a gift to Mater Dei Radio to keep it going strong for another 35 years. The legacy of evangelization that this radio ministry has brought to the Pacific Northwest. Wow, we will never know this side of heaven how many lives have been changed by the messages that have been broadcast over the years.
Oh, absolutely. I pray that there comes a time in our future, Brian, that those of us who have been able to bring this gospel message forward, that we'll get to know those people who will say, my life was changed because of something that they heard on Mater Dei Radio. So again, it's coming up October 13th to the 17th. I love our theme this year, and it was definitely the Holy Spirit, because sometimes we come, you know, look at the week and we think about it, and then we have a gathering. Let's talk about it. Okay, there's a few that went to the top of the list, you know, and it's a process. This time around, Pat Ryan, our former executive director, he goes, I saw this prayer card and it said, rejoice in hope. And I went, we all said
ding,
the same
ding,
thing.
Ding, ding, ding,
that's
ding.
It. I mean, when you think about hope is lost sometimes when you think about what is going on in the world, and you drive down some streets in Portland. Recently, I saw a poor soul who was just, suffering. It was just a suffering soul. And I thought, where is the hope for him?
Right.
Yeah. There is hope. And At Hope is Mater Dei Radio. So we will spend the week rejoicing in the hope that God has given us through his son, so that way more can come to know him. So go online, materdeiradio.com, our webpage right there at the top. You can see where you can pledge to help grow our matching fund. Then as the week gets closer, you're going to start to see all of the great guests. Perhaps your pastor is going to be on for an hour and you can listen in and pledge during their hours as well. So it is going to be a great week. We just invite you to pray and to think about a number and to help support Mater Dei Radio with that number. So lots going on this week at Mater Dei Radio. So again, go to our webpage, read about Share-a-thon, and keep up with our social media, because Sarah Kenzie's going to be posting a lot more pictures of our parish of the week and school that is All Saints. And we hope you enjoyed today's second cup.